Watch how you spend your dough is the point. Now, Play Digital Media founder before. Now, this is what is happening. Now, I believe that what Disney, what DeSantis did, and again, today is a Wednesday. I prayed the glorious mysteries of the Holy Rosary. The third mystery is the descent of the Paraclete upon the apostles and the disciples and the Marys, and the women. And I believe that the Holy Ghost does work and that he works without permission. And I think I've documented it a couple of hundred times here on the show. That's the Holy Ghost working. The Holy Ghost also works in places where you don't think he's working. The Holy Ghost was working with the producer at MSNBC, who then worked with the sodomite and went like, yeah, you should go tell the world that you want to tell five-year-olds what you and Butt Boy did this weekend. Yeah, you should go announce that to the world. To me, that's the Paraclete at work. Now, somebody goes, maybe it's the devil at work. Well, it could be the demons going like, I want you to do it. But because of the reaction to it, the demons think tell the faggot to go say it because they're not going to do anything. There's nothing they can do about it. You are the king. You are a part of the Rainbow Purification League. They can't touch you. Maybe this is an instance where the Holy Ghost goes, yeah, I'm gonna help you get him to do it, Beelzebub. Oh, yeah, and there is something people can do about it. Wherever this man, this creature plies this demonic craft, yesterday should have been his last day. So this is an alleged teacher, grade school, low grade school, kindergarten teacher. Listen.
Yeah, it's twofold. It really hits hard in my heart professionally and personally both. Professionally, it truly makes me feel like I am not trusted as a professional.
You're not.
I know my kindergarten standards through and through, and nowhere in our curriculum does it have anything about teaching sexual orientation or sexual identity. So for them to say that's happening, it's kind of crazy. We should be able to have discussions, and that's what we're encouraged to do in kindergarten. And then personally, because my kids do have questions. They want to know who my partner is in pictures outside of my classroom, and I should be able to speak to that.
So do you worry that you won't even be able to talk about your own personal home life? I mean, I have a
what
child
your,
in kindergarten right now.
What does this faggot's
exactly
personal life have to do with kindergarten?
My child has two teachers, one of which has a daughter at home and is single. The other is married and has four children. I know everything about their lives because my kid tells me.
Absolutely. You are 100% correct.
Stop this faggot. I don't want to hear this faggot anymore. Absolutely. So you do go in the classroom and you do tell your children about Steve. Stan. You tell your children about Steve. There's some of them who maybe have Christian parents. Heaven forfend you keep your child in that man's class. Not ask questions of the child like, what? Mr. Garathan said what? Talked about his boyfriend?
No, Daddy, he said husband.
Pitchforks? Torches? And butt whippings are coming for these people. Folks, I'm telling you, you're not going to be able to hold back because the demons are ascended. They come for the children. They won't take no for an answer. This is demonic rage here. Now, again, I think the Holy Ghost went, yeah, I think you should go ahead and tell the world. But wait a minute. He's just maybe he's a plant, TKD. Okay, fine. Let's hear from communications director Kate Bedenfield. I'm sorry. Executive producer LaToya Raveno, digital media file number 6. She produces children's programming for Disney Plus. Number 6. She is going to confess. She's going to brag that she queers up the kiddie programming and loves doing it. Listen.
Like, I love Disney's content. I grew up watching, you know, all of the classics. They have been a huge, like, informative part of my life. But at the same time, like, I worked at small studios most of my career, and I'd heard, you know, hear whispers. Like, I'd heard things like, oh, you know, they won't let you show this at a Disney show. And I'm like, okay. So I was a little, like, sus when I started. But then
no need to be.
My experience was bafflingly the opposite of what I had heard. On my little pocket of, like, you know, proud family Disney TVA, the showrunners were super welcoming. Meredith Roberts and, like, our leadership over there has been so welcoming to, like, my, like, not at all secret gay agenda. And so, like, I feel like I felt like it was, I mean, like, maybe it was that way in the past, but I guess, like, something must have happened in the last, like they are turning it around, they're going hard. And then all that, like, momentum that I felt, like, that,
like,
sense
momentum
of, I don't have to be afraid to, like, let's have these two characters kiss. Let's, in the background, this, like, I was just wherever I could, just basically adding queerness to, like, the, if you see anything queer in the show, I'm proud of them.
If,
like,
you see anything,
we're gonna run out of time.
If you think queerness, I was just, like, queering it up. Really?
They gave to him a sack. He was a wet,
undocumented worker.
They rolled upon, returned the water. Green card unknown. No such number. Please go home. He worked for quarters, not for greenbacks.
He does the jobs that we want.
Maximus Augustus. We must do all we can to banish Disney. I got a message from a friend of mine going, like, he listened to that soundbite from the faggot from last segment. He goes, when are parents of the children this demon is feeding upon going to show up at the school with the torches and the pitchforks and a little bit of white boxing tape around their knuckles to take care of business? Good question. It is a Wisdom Wednesday here on the Mike Church Show. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Glory and Shine. So I got a brand new shipment of Glory and Shine lime and bergamot aftershave. Used it with the lime and bergamot shave soap today, and I am smooth and smelling limey. Not to be confused with being a limey. Shop for all these skincare products, lip balm. I just used my peppermint flavored. Mitty's sure got herself a squirt bottle of some body lotion. It's got some, I call it Akita. She called it Akita. And the house smells really good. Look, if you're in the market for skincare products, personal hygiene skincare products, lip balms and what have you here, don't do business with the enemy. You can get all of that and support a homeschooling good family that uses holy water from Lourdes up in Idaho. Go, but use our link so they know that we sent you. CrusadeChannel.com/glory. 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 And drop a little note with your purchase and tell them that we sent you. They got soaps, they got oils, they got shaves, they got beard balms. I don't use the beard balm because mine's not Kennedy Hall long enough yet. And yes, Mrs. O'Connell says, and it's not gonna be. before our brother gets here, we got to hear more from the Disney people. I want to play digital media file number 6 one more time from executive producer Latoya Reveneau, because now, first of all, they have to talk fast. That's a sign to me of, let me get through this really quick because I don't want people to know what I'm saying. Yeah, we heard what you said, sister. Secondly, which film school did you go to that had vocabulary, English Lit 101, and told you or taught you to use like instead of a comma? So, like, when I got here, I was, like, so, like, apprehensive that, like, it was Disney, and they were, like, not going to be open to my, like, my lesbianism and transgender rainbow purification legism and stuff.